it weren't enough to make me vulnerable. You had to drag my heart across the ground so you could find a way to look infallible and take an excuse to hang around. It didn't matter what they would say, you just remembered you had to hurt me one more day. And I'm a train wreck, full speed ahead to your existence. And the path of least resistance, snap on your seatbelt. This carriage has gone wild, just one last ball, and I will run you to the ground.
Hey, I'm Kara Messina.
And I'm Miles Sanchez, and you're listening to
Thanks, It's My Lalas. And that was the song by my friend Miles Sanchez, and its title is Trainwreck.
Yeah, that's an original song.
Yeah.
That I wrote during my free time in between washing dishes and cleaning the oven.
Yes.
Why are we whispering again,
Kara? Because we're inside Starbucks.
Yes, and they have a
Pearl Drive, Artigas
Avenue.
And yes, it's like gonna be obscene if we're really, really noisy.
Yeah, and they have.
But who cares?
Yeah, who cares? But who cares? And they have a no-nonsense regulation about loud-mouthed homosexuals and their girlfriends.
Yes.
So basically,
hence
zero tolerance. No, actually, tell them about Ortigas. What is Ortigas like? It's a little district. It's a city, right?
It's a little district. It's a little district where, you know, if you're coming from another city and you're going into Ortigas, you'd be like warped into a first world country. Yes.
Warped into deformity.
Yes, warped into.
The buildings are really tall here and they look really nice. It's like I'm in a first world country.
Yes.
The roads are actually paved and it doesn't rain here.
Yes.
It doesn't rain.
It doesn't rain and it's always sunny and cool.
And cool and tropical.
Yes.
Just and the people are really helpful.
Yes.
And if only they point you to the wrong direction.
Yes.
Like, for instance, we were looking for this Starbucks, and nobody can seem to say the word parallel. So when we ask them, where is Starbucks?
You go straight.
Yeah, where is Pearl Drive at? Ah, diretso lang.
Straight.
So basically, we were in one road, which is actually
led to
just
another
a block
dimension.
Away. Led to another dimension of motorellas and such. But anyway, it's a really different atmosphere Starbucks is, and why are we here again, Kara? Why are we at Starbucks?
We had a meeting because we're doing this play. It's a musical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the stage manager and Miles is
writing the music for it.
Yeah, the composer.
Mm-hmm.
Sarda.
The compulsive composer.
Yes.
Wish.
Yes.
Things.
And we're here and we decided to do the podcast for Starbucks.
Yeah, this is actually our third podcast anniversary.
Yes.
Is that a word?
You're brilliant.
So this is our third podcast, and we're just so glad that we're still alive after all these years.
Yes, thank you for
supporting us. Yeah, thanks for subscribing.
Some more.
Yeah, actually,
maybe you'd like to show yourselves.
Yeah, it's really interesting because this is only our second week, and I've been I've been downloading information from Podomatic, and that's our server actually, and we have a couple of people who have downloaded or subscribed to our podcast as far away from us as Brazil,
Antarctica. Arctic Circle.
Correct. Arctic Circle.
Business Arctic Circle.
Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
So, as far as Brazil, so strange enough. I don't know why people would subscribe from out there, but but thanks anyways. It's my lalas.
Thanks, it's my lalas.
Yeah. If you guys want us to keep on doing this nonsense, silly stuff that we're doing right now, then email us at
thanksitsmylalas.com. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. I'm sorry. It's stupid. @gmail.com. So thanks, it's my last. There are no punctuation, so it's just as is.
Yeah.
And if you want to check out our website, check out www.myspace.com/ thanks, it's my Lolas, without the punctuations again. Or if you want to download, go to iTunes Tunes and search for Thanks, it's my Lolas, and just subscribe, okay?
It's actually very free.
But if you don't have an iPod,
then we're sorry.
But if you don't have,
if you don't have an iPod,
things,
you're poor.
Or if you don't have iTunes, then
fuck you.
No. Then thank you. No, you can go to www.thanksitsmylolas.podomatic.com.
Yeah, Podomatic. That's right.
Podomatic. Oh.
Why are you swallowing the microphone as though it were a penis?
Penis. Oh. And we're here about, so our topic today is Starbucks and gayness.
Yeah, but before
and
that,
dating.
Let me just boast about our subscribers.
Wow, okay, yeah. Let's boast.
Look at this. I have the statistics right here. We actually have 13 new subscribers on July 5th, 12 on July 6th, and then we hit like an all-time high on July 12th. We had 18 subscribers, and we're still growing. July 15th, which is today, we have 2 subscribers.
So
basically, they finally realized that we're nothing but shit, so that's why they probably said, I'll stop subscribing, or, no, this is all crap. I'd rather subscribe to, Disney Channel, or, like, I don't know.
Something more.
Discovery Channel.
Homey.
Yeah. Such as
home cooking.
Exactly. So yeah, why is it that there are a lot of, like, the Philippines is obviously third world country,
because we have extremes, you know, we have very rich people, we have very poor people. Mm-hmm. But it's,
so anyway, why are there so many Starbucks coffee shops in the Philippines? I mean, I was just at Green Hills. We're going there actually a little bit later to interview Margaret and her new film. But I was just there incidentally last night, and across the street from a Starbucks was another Starbucks.
Yeah.
I guess it couldn't hold enough
people,
I guess. Yeah. Or, you know, there were so many Starbucks around the area, and yet there are so many poor people. And why is that? And why are Starbucks mostly populated by gay people?
Gay people, okay, let's take that. Gay people and
Starbucks.
And yeah, and gay people. Gay people, I think, well, I don't know if it makes sense, but I think coffee's the best way to anybody's heart. Now, because aside from Starbucks, there are like lots of cafes around. So I guess people are really into the coffee thing. Well, we're coffee drinkers.
Yeah, we're coffee drinkers. We're such coffee drinkers, our teeth are purple. It turned from yellow to purple.
Yes.
Yeah. We have to do something about our teeth.
Degrading.
Yeah, they're degrading.
Now
they just stumps of black things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to Starbucks.
It's gonna become beans, so you can cook it.
Yeah. So a cup of Starbucks coffee probably costs, like, regularly about 120 pesos, which is roughly about $2.20.
Is that cheap?
That's actually, if you lived in the States, $2 is not so much. I mean, Starbucks, I think, costs around $3 or $4 out there, depending on where you are.
Yeah, but here...
But here, that's a lot of expensive.
But still,
that's
there
a lot
are
of
lots
money.
Of people, right?
Yeah, but lots still, people buy, and...
And I think people like coffee with their cigarettes, so...
Yeah, but still, you know, how are they able to afford it? I see a lot of students out here, and I don't think they have that much money to spend, you know, just for Starbucks.
But
they probably,
you know,
don't eat lunch or something and just save up all the money for it, like
coffee.
That.
Yeah.
Just coffee.
Maybe it's also like a social status thing.
No, actually, a social status thing and a social thing as well. I mean, what's your other alternative to meeting someone at a bar if you don't drink? So practically, you go to a coffee shop, right?
Yeah, but no one approaches you and like, hey, want a frap?
Maybe you.
Hey, I wouldn't do that. Wanna frap? Wanna frap with me?
You wanna frap a shade with me?
You wanna frap with me? Non latte.
You wanna non-fat. Shake your yeah, exactly. Non fat. No, but seriously, like socializing, it's easier for people to meet.
I mean you. Yeah. Has anyone approached you in a Starbucks or cafe for that matter?
Actually, some guy from the counter flirted with me.
Okay.
Not a customer.
Yeah, so that's what I'm was wondering. If you're out to meet guys or single people, I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of people, we just don't get that much action because we're old and jaded and ugly. But I'm sure the younger people meet a lot of people at Starbucks, primarily because it's a very, very conducive way place to
meet. Another theory for that. You know, since it's always full, especially by students, by kids, I think it's their only time to get out of the house where they are allowed to go, you know, without the beer, without the...
Ah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, tayo, we can go to bars and all that.
But the younger people...
But the younger people, you know, they just get to go there, like, Fridays, Saturdays. So it's... I think it's also a place to, like, get together and, you know, gimmick. We call it gimmick here.
Yeah, it's hangout, gimmick. Yeah, and also, actually, this is one place where you can actually hear each other talk. When you go to a club or a bar, you can barely hear each other, right? So if you want to have some good conversation or bad conversation, you know, whatever type of conversation you want to have, you can actually hear each other at a Starbucks or at a coffee shop versus, you know, just shouting your lungs out at a bar or a club. But the other thing is, you're saying a social status thing. In that context, why do you think it's a social status indicator?
Well, coffee here, well, in terms of passes, coffee here is not that cheap.
Yeah, you know? And we actually grow our own coffee. I don't know why it's so expensive.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you see, lots of people go to Starbucks. I think it's like, if you have Starbucks with you when you go out, it's like, I have money to buy Starbucks.
Okay. And then when you step out of the Starbucks, you take a Jeep in the rain.
Yeah, but you know, I can afford, this is my luxury, because it's a luxury. I mean, it's not a need, not really. Because how much is a venti, like 100 plus pesos?
Yes, maybe 110.
And a grande is just, so there's nothing lower than, except for brewed coffee, it's 60, I think.
Yeah, there's nothing lower than, for your mixed coffees and your flavored ones, there's nothing below 100.
Yeah. So, I guess it's sort of like a status symbol na rin.
You know what, surprisingly, when I was in the States, I was anti-Starbucks. I was also very anti-institution, I guess. So I would stay in mom and pop, I would go to mom and pop coffee shops, and I would make friends with, you know, the baristas and the people who hang out there.
Yeah.
It was really, really nice. And they also have really good coffee. Since I moved back here in the Philippines...
I think because they don't have much option.
Yeah, there's just really no other bars. I mean, coffee shops that have coffee that are equal to or as good as or better than Starbucks.
Yeah. I mean, in that sense, where they provide a lot of variations and how you
or even amenities, because right now I just plugged my Mac into their sockets. In other cheap coffee shops, they wouldn't allow me to use their electricity.
Or they would and just charge you.
Yeah, or they wouldn't charge me.
Yes,
but here, you know, they're nice couches, they have nice music.
Yeah, I think it's coziness as well, but I think it's because what's the only competition of Starbucks?
I guess
mean
the
that
closest.
Many Seattle, right?
Seattle's best, yeah, but it's not even, it doesn't even come close. I mean,
yeah, I mean, in terms of branches and all, Starbucks talaga, it's the most convenient to go to.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
it's the
it's
most
become
convenient
like the McDonald's
to...
of
yeah, exactly
of coffee
McDonald's.
Shops. Yeah, it's like everywhere.
Here. But I'm not really, you know, just between you and me, I'm not really a fan of Starbucks.
Yeah, whatever, Kara.
No, Starbucks coffee?
Yeah.
Have you noticed I don't drink Starbucks coffee?
What are you a fan of? What coffee are you a fan of?
I don't like their coffee because it's a little too...
Rich?
Burned. I don't know how to
burnt?
Say it. Yeah. a little too cooked. I don't know how to say it. Brewed.
I am not a coffee connoisseur either, so
yeah, it's a little too brewed for me. Might, no. It's a little too bitter, yeah. It's a little too
okay. So like, what kind of coffee do you like? Like, which big brand coffee do you want? Other than Blend 45 and Great Taste.
Yeah, those instant. I like the coffee we have in our cafe.
Okay, so incidentally, the name of our cafe is called
Chunky Far Flung Cafe.
And it's located at
Marikina Show Expo
in Cubao, Quezon City. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice place. Go out there. There's a lot of good stuff out there, good food. We have toys on the first floor, an art gallery on the second floor, and Garris Coffee Shop. Really good food, really good people.
Yeah.
If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. That kind of good people.
You know what I like? I like the coffee. I like the coffee in hotels. They're good. I don't know how they do it, but they're good. Here, kasi it's a little, I end up after drinking Starbucks brewed coffee.
Mm.
I end up feeling like I want to puke.
I do. It happens to me too. I think it's the sugar and, you know.
No, it's not. It's. I don't know. It's a little too
rich, guy. It's like, yeah. And I drink, like, I don't really drink smaller Starbucks. I drink big ones, like huge ones, humongous ones. And when I get home, I'm dizzy and I want to throw up.
Yeah.
And
like, especially when you're traveling in taxi or something. Yeah. Manong.
Oh, exactly. The taxis here are not automatic. Yeah.
And then I prefer the cold drinks because it's. At least meron siyang ice or something. I'm into ice kasi. I chew ice as a
Yeah, hobby. Therefore she's diabetic. Yeah, somebody told me, I think it was my mom, that if you chew ice, you have a high propensity to be diabetic. I'm not sure, but I have no idea. I have no scientific explanation for it.
Okay.
And don't take my word for it, but maybe I might check it out on the internet.
And then we're
hitting 17 minutes already? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we just talk a lot.
Yeah.
Watch out for Mudrax.
Yeah, Mudrax, which is Margaret's film. We're going to talk about it.
Later.
It's going to premiere. Yeah, we're going to talk about it later. It's going to premiere July 17th at the Cultural Center of the Philippines.
Yeah.
Actually, July 21st.
It's for this festival called
Cinemalaya.
And they're all indie films.
It's like
films.
It's like Sundance.
Sundance, yeah.
In the like States, that. Yeah. So our friend, one of our hosts, co-hosts, Margaret Guzman, actually has a movie out there, and I also wrote the theme song for it.
Yeah.
And you also appeared in it.
Yeah.
And I did too.
Really minor
role.
Yeah.
But we help each other out. I think that's what the Philippines is all about, helping each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Philippines is all about also is screwing each other up. So.
So choose one.
Yeah, choose one. Yeah. Which person are you gonna be, the helper or the screwer?
Helper, screwer. You can only choose one,
So we chose
we're
to
helper.
Be, yeah, we
we're
chose
helper.
To be helpers, so
we're helper.
But yeah, I hope you guys watch out for that. Also our play, it's called Aqua Barcada.
It's about these seven different kinds of sea creatures.
Trying to conserve the environment.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Inside a whale. The whale is like their god, and it's a cool
thing.
A cool thing, but it's work in progress and it's copyrighted, so don't you dare try to imitate it.
Yes, exactly. So it's coming out when? June 24th, right?
No,
July 24th?
26th.
Yeah, so watch out for that too. What else do we have in terms
of shows?
Shows?
We'll see.
We'll see, we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
So, thanks again, you guys, for listening to us. Oh, before that, tell them where to email us and where to get a hold of us.
Okay.
You know, tell us things you want to know. If you are independent musicians, you want your music to be featured here.
Yeah.
And if you want people from Brazil to listen to your music, you know, you're very welcome to do that. We don't pay you, and you don't pay us, but you'll be heard.
Yeah.
So, you can email us at thanksitsmylolas@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or you can check out our website at
www.myspace.com/ Thanks, It's My Lolas.
Or you can download us and subscribe to us
at
iTunes.
Yeah.
Just type in Thanks, It's My Lolas. Or Kara Messina or Miles Sanchez.
Yeah. or you can go to www.thanksitsmylolas.podomatic.
Yes, dot com.
Dot com. So say that many, many times. Podomatic. Okay.
Death. Yeah. Death in the form of a cough.
Yes.
So you guys out there who are, you know, sick, drink your vitamin C's. It's a season for flu.
It's a season for the flu.
It's a season for coffee
season
and flu.
Can we sing that? No.
No. So edit that out.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, my name is Miles Sanchez.
I'm Karen Messina.
And you're listening to Thanks It's My Lolas.
Full speed ahead to your existence. And the path of least resistance. Snap on your seatbelt. This carriage has gone wild. Just one last fall. And I will run you to the ground. Enough to make me armless. You had to rub it in and say I failed. It'd take a lot of strength to fall your promises. The game in empty boxes in the mail. It didn't matter what they would say. You just remember you had to hurt me one more day. And I'm a train wreck, full speed ahead. Resistance, step on your seatbelt. This carriage has gone wild, just one last fall. And I will run you to the ground. You rang my doorbell. You came all alone. I checked my calendar. But babe, today there's no one home.
There's no one home but there's an answering machine.
Just leave your heartbreak on the floor. It's an uphill climb from this day on. You look for explanations in my days. Go map the dreams tears have made on my face. You say you're sorry, well I just don't know. That word was dropped from my database a couple weeks ago. And I'm a train wreck, full speed ahead to your existence. Resistance, snap on your seatbelt. This carriage has gone wild, just one last fall. And I will run you to the ground. And I'm a train wreck, oh, full speed ahead to your existence. One path of least resistance.